On Saturday afternoon, on a neutral court in Newark, the Princeton Tigers squared off for the 122nd time against their Route 1 rivals, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A raucous pro-Rutgers crowd of 10,148 packed the Prudential Center. Last year, at a neutral site in Trenton, the Tigers nipped the Knights. It was the first meeting for these teams since 2013. This wild affair, with 17 lead changes, was not settled until the final 5 seconds, when Caden Pierce muscled his way to the hoop for a layup to give the Tigers a razor-thin 83-82 margin. Those of you who were frustrated by Pierce's sluggish start to the season can rest easy. Yesterday was a vintage Player of the Year Pierce performance, as he canned 21 points, sharing that total with Xavion Lee, while contributing a game-high 14 rebounds against the taller and stronger Scarlet Knight front court, dominated by surefire NBA draftee Ace Bailey. Bailey led his team with 12 caroms. It should be noted that Pierce was on the court for an Iron Man 39 minutes. For his part, Lee got his 21 points in 37 minutes. The All-Ivy junior did not score at all in the first 15, but his red-hot second half fueled the Tigers' winning effort. Lee, the Ivy League assist leader, added a game-high 11. Both he and Pierce turned in double-doubles. The Knights' much-heralded freshman duo, Bailey and Dylan Harper, did all they could. Bailey added 15 points to his 12 rebounds for a double-double of his own. Harper led all scorers with 22 points and showed a Lee-like ability to penetrate. He will terrorize his Big Ten opponents. Tigers skipper Mitch Henderson was reluctant to discuss the Knight freshman prior to the game. After the game, however, Henderson described them succinctly. They were just terrific. The statistical story for this one is most interesting. One of the keys for the Tigers was winning the battle of the boards, 43-36, an especially surprising outcome considering the length and strength Rutgers can put on the floor, including the imposing Emmanuel Ogboli, listed at 275 pounds. Tellingly, the scrappy Tigers grabbed 19 offensive rebounds, 7 more than the Knights. The Tigers shot a miserable 8 of 18 from the free throw line and were outscored there by 10. They just about made up this deficit by making 9 threes to 6 for Rutgers. Princeton had 4 more field goals than did their intrastate rivals. Neither team led by more than 6 points. The wild first half saw the Tigers jack up 40 shots, 18 of those from deep. Despite going 1-for-7 from the free throw line, the Tigers were down by just 2 at the break, 46-44. The Knights ran their lead to 6 with 16:35 to play on a Harper free throw. 2 minutes later, after a Jackson Hickey 3, a Lee layup gave the Tigers a 56-55 lead. It would not last. For the next 12 minutes, the lead changed hands a dozen times. A Philip Byreal 3 with 5 minutes remaining gave the Tigers a 77-73 lead. It appeared Princeton was poised to make a run. They did manage to extend the lead to a game-high 6 for them, 81-75, with 2.5 to go. The Knights, however, would not go away. At the 54-second mark, Bailey hit a jumper to cut the lead to just 2 points, 81-79. Lee and Pierce both missed from in close in the next few seconds, setting up an amazing finish. A most unfortunate Pierce turnover, 1 of 14 for Princeton on the day, gave the Knights a chance to retake the lead. Ace Bailey demonstrated that the hype surrounding him is very real. He sank a long 3, his only one of the day at the 17-second mark, sending Rutgers to its last lead, 82-81. Pierce then redeemed himself for his terrible turnover by working in close for the game winner. Both coaches expressed their hope that this long-running series will continue. It must be remembered that the 10-year hiatus, which began in 2013, was due to the Knights' reluctance to continue. Rutgers skipper Steve Paquette, when asked if he would agree to play at Jadwin, said he would play the Tigers anywhere at any time. We shall see. Several Tiger players said the atmosphere in the building was the best they had experienced this season. Tiger graduate Zach Martini played 20 minutes for the Knights and scored 7 points. One saw a lot of good-natured back and forth between the Tiger players and the popular Martini. All in all, this was a very satisfying win for the Tigers, who came out of an 11-day exam break. They will be off for the holiday week, resuming their non-conference schedule at Jadwin on December 30th against the Akron Zips. From all of us at Ivy Hoops Online, we wish you and your family a joyful and healthy holiday season. This is George Clark. Thanks for listening.